back here in Las Vegas. Cody and Gold broadcasting live, getting set for Chiefs Raiders this weekend. We'll be broadcasting live from Stadium Swim here at Circa today and tomorrow. Then we got our big happy hour event with Circa at the Overhang Bar tomorrow evening from 7 to 9 p.m. For those Chiefs fans that are coming out to Las Vegas for the Chiefs and Raiders, that'll be the place to be on Friday night. A chance to win tickets to the game, a chance to win a day bed. All of that's going to be a great night. We've already had some fun seeing some Chiefs fans earlier today and last night out on Fremont Street as well. We've got Mike Palm from Circa Sports joining us now. Mike, we had you on back in August. We were here for contest weekend. We were talking about the season ahead, and here we are, week 8 of the NFL season, and Kansas City still undefeated and feeling good, obviously, where things are at right now.
Yeah, well, who's going to beat them? I mean, this is the three-peats on. They're going to have an undefeated regular season. You've got Hopkins now. You can bet the 17-0 at Circus Sports for all the Chiefs fans.
Oh, we can bet them to go undefeated?
Yeah, you could. If you're not here this weekend, just drive up to Iowa. We're in Iowa, yeah. Right? If you're in the Kansas City area, that's a short jaunt to get to the Iowa State line. 23-1.
That's actually a great number.
Yeah, when you look at other books, they're 10 or 11-1. Mm-hmm. You could also, if you don't believe it, bet the no, but you got to lay 60-1. So okay. It's minus 6,000. But
who likes betting the no on undefeated? It's way more fun to bet
pros,
the yes.
The pros like to do that. Yeah. The pros like to do that if they want to tie their money up for a couple months. Look, when you look at their schedule, I mean, obviously you assume they're going to win the division games. They've got to go to Buffalo. Right, and you know you could argue the Bills offense had three shots in the fourth quarter in the playoff game, couldn't get any points on the board, so they were that close. And of course in Kansas City they were 13 seconds away, didn't want to kick the ball short in the kickoff.
No.
And eat some time off the clock. But obviously the Hopkins news is a big deal. Their defense is playing great, and we really haven't hit your stride offensively, so I mean those are all good signs. They're laying 8.5 to the Raiders this weekend. I mean, they're not going to forget about Christmas when the Raiders didn't complete a pass after the first quarter and were able to go into Kansas City and get a win. So, I mean, a lot of positive signs for Kansas City. I said after week 3, just give them the one seed and let's start the playoffs.
Right?
Let's
be
go.
Fine with us. Yeah. We're not going to complain about
it. I mean, Baltimore's
that.
Got a really good team, but they're two games ahead of them and have the tiebreaker too. So, I mean, it's a really good spot for the playoffs.
I mean, for Chiefs fans that are coming out to Vegas, though, two things. I mean, both numbers you mentioned there, that is as good as you're going to find, though, if you're a Chiefs backer at least. You know, for those of you who are back in Kansas City and you're using whatever book you're using, whether it's the perfect record 17-0 at 23-1 instead of 11-1 at some books. You mentioned 8.5. I think some other books still have it at 9.5.
Yep.
So if you're a Chiefs fan and you're coming to Vegas this weekend, Circa is going to be the place you want to book your action, because I'm guessing you're back in the Chiefs. This will be the place you want to go.
I mean, I don't know why at this point you wouldn't. This is the whole thing we talked about with Underdog. You should do yourself a favor. I don't know who makes the lines for you. Never make the Chiefs an underdog. It's a fool's errand, as a matter of fact. They shouldn't be an underdog against any team under really any circumstance. I mean, they're what, 11-3 now against the spread, and 12-1 straight up, or 13-1 straight up,
something like that.
Like under Patrick Mahomes. I mean, it's just a team that you should never not favor, I guess.
Yeah, well, I mean, from a betting perspective, right? Giving points to Patrick Mahomes has been a death if you're on the other side, and we try to do it. And that Super Bowl was interesting last year because the line went back and forth, right? Legitimately, the number went back and forth, even with the Eagles. These lines very tightly line when they get to the Super Bowl, and yet they continue to find ways to win. It's interesting that this is the first week that Patrick's not the favorite in the MVP race.
Yes.
Which people have been talking about. He's not having a great year. He's got more interceptions. And why is he still the favorite? Then people get violently and say he's the quarterback, two-time defending champs, and they're undefeated. But Lamar Jackson now, the favorite for MVP at plus 250. If you're out here Chiefs fans and you still believe in Patrick, he's plus 450. Josh Allen's 5-1. And Jordan Love is 9-1. And the guy I really think you got to take a look at, Jared Goff, is 10-1 still. I see him at 7-1 across the board. So if you think Jared Goff, who's thrown more touchdowns than interceptions the last month, has a shot, and that's a really good Lions offense. You get the best prices here as well.
Well, now he gets the narrative too. Like we talk about that with MVP stuff, is that he'll have to do it without Aiden Hutchinson, and they're the best team in the NFC, right? Does anyone think they're not at this point? The only team that made an argument for that was the Vikings, and they definitely took that crown last week. The only thing is Hutchinson, because we were talking about. So, like, I guess I'll ask you. Defensive player of the year. We just assumed Aiden Hutchinson would win it five weeks into the season.
Yeah.
They lose him for the year. We're talking about Chris Jones as a possible defensive player of the year guy. He was 25, 30-1 to start the season. He's 5-1, 4-1 now. Do you really have to get 15 sacks in order to win that award?
I think Watt is the deserved favorite right now. I mean, you could even make the argument Watt's in the MVP conversation, too. Although it's really, really tough for a defensive defensive player.
That's how they win.
To win it. You watch that Minnesota game. They've got to go out and get another pass rusher. I mean, that's the missing piece right now, right? Unless they do, they're going to have to score 31 points a game, which they're capable of, but they're going to have to. I think there's a marked line. I think there's three teams. I think it's Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore. There's a clear line then to the next level of teams in the NFL, which, you know, you could make the argument, you know, it's Minnesota and Green Bay. And I just don't – San Francisco's got a lot of all the injuries going against them. I just – it's – they'll probably still win the West, but I don't know how they go on the road and win three playoff games or two playoff games.
We're talking to Mike Palm from Circa Sports as we're at Stadium Swim at Circa Resort. I was looking at some of the futures in the NFL. You're mentioning some of the top teams. The Chiefs right now, what, plus 445 to win the Super Bowl here with you guys. Where are you at with just kind of the rest of the AFC? Because we've been trying to figure that Baltimore out. We've been trying to figure out the Texans. Are they still a team that can creep up?
Well, but their offense has really struggled, right? And is it Stroud? I don't know. They had less than 90 yards passing in Green Bay last week. He hasn't been really since the second half of that Buffalo game. They've been very pedestrian on offense. And the loss of the receiver, of course, hurts them. Although you thought that was such a deep receiver room. And the problem in Houston would be people would want the ball. And I said Diggs would be a negative because there wasn't enough ball to go around for him. We don't want any more Chiefs money. We'll gladly take your money. But remember 2 years ago, the guy that bet the Chiefs at 10-1 for $300,000 and he won $3 million? Well, he's back. This year, he's bet an exacta twice. He bet Chiefs over Packers twice at 51-1, and then he came back a month later and bet it at 29-1 just last week.
So he liked it enough that the odds went down, and he was still on board.
If the Chiefs beat the Packers, we lose $10
million.
Right? So I guess for the Chiefs fans, we're pulling against the Packers at the end.
Super Bowl pick. I had the Chiefs over the Packers for the
Super
Bowl.
So really, get the Packers eliminated.
Get the Packers out of that equation.
Yeah, you're just rooting for the wrong team to get knocked out.
You guys have to be excited. KU's number one in preseason basketball.
It's weird because in Kansas City, obviously, because of the Chiefs going for a three-peat, so much of the attention is there. Like, college basketball for a lot of people in Kansas City in 2012 or 2013, we'd already be talking a ton of college basketball. But because of where we're at with the Chiefs, the Royals just had a postseason appearance for the first time since 2015. College basketball, it's a little bit on the back burner for some people in Kansas just right now with the locals because of the Chiefs get so much of the attention. We've talked about this. That even sports talk-wise in Kansas City, in 2012 we would have talked way more college basketball than we do now because the Chiefs and what they're doing. They're the number one team.
The first team that could ever do it, right?
Yeah.
I mean, how many chances – I before the season I said, isn't the pressure on Kansas City? Because people will never get to this point in their life where they have a chance to three-peat, right? You have to seize this opportunity. By the way, I love the Royals. And you got Lugo under contract for two more years and Reagan's and another year at least. And it's a good young lineup. And they're an exciting team, you know. They got to find a way to score more runs.
When do you guys post baseball? Is it February or when? When will you guys have baseball up for next year?
Yeah, when the pitchers and catchers report, then we'll have it up.
You think the Royals will be plus money to make the playoffs?
It depends on what happens in the offseason. There's a lot of different and that division. You'll get a lot of Tiger money here.
Oh yeah,
right, because they had a great run, and obviously that division. I mean, the Minnesota fans are just sick, right? I mean, they blew that, and then the other three made it to the Final Four. So I think it'll be close to a pick 'em, to your point, to make the playoffs.
What about tonight? We got Mike Palm from Circus Sports with us. We know Thursday Night Football. Rams, yeah. Vikings, Vikings -2.5, like -120 it looks like for you guys right now.
Yeah, so we just went to 2.5. I knew a lot of sharp guys that were waiting to get 3.5 that wanted to take the Rams. This is a bad spot for the Vikings off an emotional game, their first loss. But it went the other way, right? People were betting the Rams because it should be a public pro game with the public betting the Vikings. They're the better team. They could be 6-0. They're that close from 6-0.
Why is it only 2.5 points for a team that's lost so much?
For me, the angle is these are two coaches that are so familiar with each other, right? O'Connell was McVay's offensive coordinator with the Rams. So in my mind, if two guys know each other so well that are the offensive play callers, that has to be an advantage defense, right? Because you're going to go over and work with the defensive side of the ball. O'Connell's going to sit there with Flores about McVay's tendencies. McVay's going to do the same thing about O'Connell's tendencies. I think it's a big spotlight for O'Connell tonight. He's a guy who's kind of on the next tier of what we consider the elite play callers. When you talk about Shanahan, McVay, and Reed,
no doubt,
they're kind of in a class of their own, right? And then and O'Connell wants to be on that line. And I think he feels that way, that he doesn't get his just desserts. So a big game on a national spotlight for the Vikings as well. I played a little bit on the under 48.
On the other end, you were mentioning Kevin O'Connell. You like him for Coach of the Year?
I think the argument's got to be made. But, you know, Flores will get a lot of the credit. But when you take a guy like Sam Darnold and you say Sam Darnold has not met expectations in other places, and what he's been able to do with Sam Darnold,
it's like the Darnold story.
It's really funny, because it was O'Connell's connection with Shanahan that Darnold gets the line up there. They wanted Tannehill. But Tannehill wouldn't sign a 1-year deal.
And now he's
on the Darnold, and Darnold would, yeah. Right? And so, I mean, that could have been Tannehill's team. It's really interesting how things go the way they do in the pro
here
sports.
At Circa, by the way, Dan Quinn +305, Kevin O'Connell +305, although it looks like Jaden Daniels did not practice again for the Commanders today. So Mariota, I guess, maybe will be the starting quarterback on Sunday for the Commanders. Mike, great to have you on the show again. Appreciate the insight. So, and Chiefs fans are going to take over this place over the next couple
days. You'll
be
back out for Super Bowl, right? You'll be back.
Most likely. I don't know.
Between broadcasts.
You never know,
you might be on site. I don't know, but –
yeah.
High expectations.
That's
Thank
right.
you, fellas.
Thanks, Mike.
Good seeing you as always.
Thank you.
There you go. Again, some of the numbers he laid out there. If you're a Chiefs fan, you're coming to Vegas this weekend, whether you think they're going perfect season, yeah, you're betting just the Chiefs to cover against the Raiders, this is the spot to bet. Some of the best numbers you're going to find when it comes to backing the Chiefs this weekend and for this season right here at Circa. And obviously hope to have you guys join us throughout the next couple days. Getting set for Chiefs and Raiders. 8.5. I was surprised to hear that they moved the number down to 8.5 for Chiefs Raiders. I mean, just about any book you look at, if you're in Kansas City, you pop on your mobile app, 9.5 is like pretty much consensus.
So if I can get an 8.5, okay.
I know it's not a key number switch. Like, we're not talking about it. But still, it's
for
teasers, it's huge, man. Like, that's why it's big. It's not so much 8.5, 9.5 straight up. But if you go a 6-point teaser, you all of a sudden get that 8.5, you get down to 2.5? So yeah. If Chiefs win by a field goal is all you're asking for versus 9.5, you know, you never know. The Chiefs, in a weird scenario, they somehow only win by 2. I know most Chiefs fans would say, they're going to win by a touchdown easily. But we all know it's not that simple always.
No, I don't know if this is the team that they play the ugliest games against, but they've been in some rock fights with the Raiders. I just still think that they're motivated to destroy this team. And there's just so much juice between them embarrassing them on Christmas. Chris Jones was asked about it today, Gold, and said, yeah, man, I know we got embarrassed on Christmas. They beat us in every single phase of the game. We are aware that it went incredibly poorly against that team. And I think if that's the case, well, then, yeah, I still think that they're motivated to win it. But if you're telling me I'm just getting a free point, then I'll take the free point.
Yeah, we'll talk a little bit more about DeAndre Hopkins and what we expect from him. You asked me the question, Cody, earlier today. Who gets more receiving yards? That was something you threw to me, I think, during the Chiefs Red half hour today. Who gets more receiving yards, Kelce or Hopkins? And I know Danen kind of laughed when you asked, and he's like, oh, come on, basically, it's Travis Kelce. Maybe I'm in the minority. I think with Noah Gray mixed in, with where Travis is at right now, I think DeAndre Hopkins, who is going to play on Sunday, I think D-Hop could end up with more yards. By the way, that's not like a terrible thing to have happen if that's the case. If that's the scenario that we are in, that's not like doomsday stuff. I think DeAndre Hopkinson, absolutely. And it's going to be close. I think we could see D-Hop get 590 or 620 with Kansas City the rest of the way and Travis Kelce get like 600. You know, I think it's going to be very close.
I think it's a close race. I also just don't think it's the worst news on the planet if he's able to do that. Why would I think that, right? If DeAndre Hopkins leads this team, that doesn't seem like the worst news, because I still think that there's an absolute floor with Travis Kelce. That's it. There's a floor. There's only so low it can go for Travis Kelce from a receiving yardage standpoint. He's pretty much been the worst he's been since his rookie year statistically, and he's still on pace for 700 yards, man. It's not a joke. He's not just getting laughed out of the building. He still had two pretty good offensive games this season out of the six, so if D-Hop leads it, I take that more as a compliment. I'm like Danen. I would expect Travis Kelce to lead this team in receiving the rest of the way. His familiarity, a million other reasons why, right? All the stats that he put up over the years. If D-Hop did it, is it a bad thing? I don't think so. I actually think that could be viewed as like it's all working together harmoniously because, you know, barring injury, obviously,
sure.
Of course. I don't know why that would be all that bad of a thing.
913-586-7965. Let us know on D-Hop and Kelsey. You guys can let us know. Someone says double digits. Oh, they're referencing the game. Sorry. I thought that was like double digits for receiving yards. They're talking about the Chiefs winning by double digits on Sunday.
You can
someone
tease
says
it up,
no,
too.
So if no Chiefs player has at least 1,000 yards, someone says that is an issue. Typically, you would say that, but it's weird because of the fact that they've had so many new additions. And, yeah, I include Juju Smith-Schuster as that, even though he signed right before.
Yeah.
So normally, heading into season, you would say that's a major problem. But if D-Hop joins midseason and he ends up with, let's say, 700, then I don't care that nobody else had 1,000 because he basically is a 1,000-yard receiver, as far as I'm concerned.
I feel the same way about Travis Kelce the rest of the year. Does the end of the year number need to say 1,000? No. Do the final 11 games gold need to equate to what would be a 1,000-yard season if he completed the rest of the way? Sure. But also, I don't need to, like, I know that this is not quite the same, but just as a quick reminder.
All right.
Did the Chiefs have a 1,000-yard receiver last season?
They did not. Barely.
Correct.
Missed it. Barely
but
missed
they
it.
Didn't have
yep.
one.
Yep.
Like, so for the whole they can't go into a season and not have a 1,000-yard receiver. They did not have a 1,000-yard receiver on this team last year. They did have two 900-yard receivers. But I think that's the point you're making, Gold, is you're looking for DeAndre Hopkins and Travis Kelce to look 900,000-yard receivers the rest of the way, not the final count total. It's the same way I told you I feel about, like, the turnovers. I don't care what your count is to this point. I care about how you protect the ball going forward. And because this is now another new-look version of their offense, I don't want to get pigeonholed into saying, well, they got to hit this number or it just doesn't work.
All right, let's get to what's your fantasy. Normally, we'd have Paul Charchin of Guillotine Leagues joining us. We'll reconnect with him when we're back in studio. You guys know how this works over on the text line. 913-586-7965. I think it's fitting that we bring back what's your fantasy while we're in Las Vegas.
I mean,
any
you know,
fantasy question.
Does feel like the right city for it.
Any fantasy question, period. Football or otherwise, we'll discuss. We'll work it out. We'll talk this thing out. Let's start. Our first one comes in and says, looks like Jaden Daniels is going to miss Sunday's game against the Bears. Who do you think you can start with the Commanders with Marcus Mariota at quarterback? And yeah, Jaden Daniels, as we mentioned with Mike Palm, did miss practice again today. I don't think a ton changes with the way the scheme goes. I mean, I actually think you lean more into Austin Ekeler. I think you lean more into if
Terry McLaurin, I mean, does he just get targets no matter what, or we walk on that?
I disagree on that because that's been the issue with McLaurin when he's had bad quarterback play. Terry McLaurin has struggled, right? I mean, that's been the story of his career. We all think he's a good receiver. Now with Jaden Daniels, he's starting to put up some even bigger numbers.
We'll continue to take your questions over there, 913-586-7965. Again, any kind
that's right.
of fantasy.
That's right.
Somebody says, does Tua's offensive numbers finally juice up any of these Miami Dolphins? Should I be playing Miami Dolphins? Tyreek Hill and Jaden Waddle have been straight sits, dude. You can't even play him. Devin Achane got 2 carries in a 1-possession game last week. Would you start Tua?
What's your quarterback situation if you're starting Tua?
Would you start Tyreek finally?
Yes, absolutely. Tyreek to me is still a must start. Yes. Tua's back. Tyreek Hill is a must start this weekend. Now, Tua himself, you've got to be desperate. You got to have a quarterback on a bye. You got to be in really bad shape at your quarterback spot to me to just first game back, personally. But Tyreek Hill is back to a must start. Over on the text line, someone said, Cody, what's your fantasy? Vegas, perfect place to come clean with the listeners.
Why do I have to come clean? I don't think anyone else has admitted to their sexual fantasies. Also, is that what
Cody's
they mean?
Wife is here?
Is that just more awkward?
Yes. Well, for you, not for me.
Well, way more for you. Are you kidding? I mean, yeah, you want to sit between a wife and a husband between their conversation about their fantasies together? I don't think you want to sit in that conversation.
I'm going to sit back and drink this. I'm going to sit back and drink.
Yeah, that's true.
Your wife just said, if you didn't pick that up on the air, that her father listens to this show.
He should probably be used to the way I behave at this point, I guess.
Oh, my goodness. That's a non-answer. That's a non-answer. Okay.
I'm not getting into that today.
Drew, actually, someone said, what about you, Drew?
Huh? Oh, what my fantasy is? Non-disclosure.
Yeah, do you want to admit that for the first time?
Non-disclosure.
Non-disclosure. He likes to keep.
But you
that.
Have one. obviously.
I think everybody has one.
Okay. Yeah, so as long as I was like, don't tell me you don't have one.
Hunter, everybody's got one.
All right, just making sure. So.
From the 913, with the Buccaneers' wide receiver issues, does Cade Otton's value or the running back value go up? Here's the problem. Bucky Irving did not practice today. You're going to go full Rashad White when nobody knows you can't pass the ball? I like Cade Otton way more. I think his value does go up. I think some of those secondary receivers, because Baker Mayfield, let's not forget, has played incredibly well this year. I know Evans and Godwin helped that, but Baker will sling it, Gold. We're talking fantasy football. Maybe don't start Baker anymore, but I would still start his receiving weapons. Like, if those guys are available, yeah, I'm still going that range. I don't know about you.
Yeah, Cade Otton's been a really nice piece, actually, for that offense. But it's just so tough. We don't know what to expect with Baker post Chris Godwin injury, post Mike Evans injury. Like, that's – do we think that Sterling Shepard and Jalen – I think it's Jalen McMillan to step up? That's the question. And I don't know if I trust much with that Bucks offense, but a lot of owners in fantasy have been excited about Bucky Irving and what he's done. So hopefully he finds a way to play, but it looks like he's trending in the direction of that not being the case.
It does appear that way.
Someone says, Cody, try pegging what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Why is it going to get so bleak on the text line all the time? Someone says their fantasy is to get knocked out by Kate Upton in a slap fight. That is a weirdly specific fantasy.
That is.
I also just don't think it's going to happen. She seems very happy with Justin Verlander.
Yeah, she does. It seems like they're good. It seems like they're good to go.
He pulled the ultimate
for the long haul.
Like, flipped her a baseball in a game.
I mean, that's an impressive pull.
I mean, I have to be a major league player in order to.
There's a lot of times where that major league player, he's also worth a ton of money. It doesn't hurt. I'm not saying that they don't love each other at all, but like, you know, the initial contact only happens because of who he was at the time.
I think sometimes it's just easier because you live similar lifestyles.
Yeah,
you don't see rich and around famous people.
You don't see Hollywood A-list actor with random, you know.
If they are, they're like a music producer.
Insurance agent in Kansas City. Like, it just doesn't really fit.
Yeah. That would be like Taylor Swift dating you, right? Just like random
radio.
Yeah,
that wouldn't, I mean, it would work for me. I don't think it would work for her.
Yeah. She also seems very happy in her relationship.
I think so.
I haven't watched any of that Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity yet.
Dude, there's been
I gotta watch an episode.
So Travis is hosting that on Amazon. There's been no traction with it. Like, normally there's clips, funny clips or anything. There's been nothing, which tells me it's kind of a bad sign, isn't it, for the show? There's been no social media discussion about it.
Does seem
That's
a little quiet.
Good. What about his FX show? Have you watched
Grotesque? Grotesquerie?
Whatever it's called.
Grotesquerie? I think that's what it's
called. Something like that.
I haven't watched that either, but I'm also like, I don't watch a lot of horror TV, so like, I'm more likely to watch Are You Smarter Than a Celebrity?
Yeah.
I like trivia game show based stuff.
I hear you.
I just haven't gotten around to it sometime. From the 913, I want to grab a beer with Cody sometime, pick his brain. Seems like an interesting guy. What a nice fantasy.
Yeah,
we can actually make that happen, 913.
That doesn't have to be your fantasy, though. I mean, that just, you know, that just can, you know.
Well, you know, some people like to start their dream small. So that's a, you know, work your way up to the bigger.
Now, where on the small to big scale would you put that one? Where would you put that one?
Having a beer with me?
Oh, my
Probably
goodness.
Pretty small on that.
Man, oh, man. That is. Oh, we got the right version in there now.
I popped in. Oh, hold on. From the beginning.
That was not. Hold you did not. I didn't hear it at the beginning. Did you?
Well, I did not notice.
No, because.
You know, I can't
because
get,
I
yeah,
didn't.
Now I hear
on.
It.
I didn't
I did
play the explicit
that.
Version because I thought I was told from you to not play the explicit version.
Yeah. This isn't the explicit version?
No, this is. I followed up.
Now I hear it.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Now it is.
6 minutes got done with the regular one. I figured why not throw in some.
Because it was not explicit
content.
That is What's Your Fantasy. As someone said, we're playing the wrong version. We are playing the right version now.
To wrap it up
next,
yeah.
We'll get to what's trending. We'll also get back into the motivation the Chiefs have heading into Sunday's game against these Las Vegas Raiders.
What's trending?
What's Trending is presented by Baker University, where graduates earn higher salaries and land jobs faster than any other university in Kansas. Apply today at bakeru.edu. We learned a little bit earlier today, Sky Moore headed to the IR with a core muscle injury. Andy said they will have to get some work on that, so procedure, surgery coming for Sky Moore. DeAndre Hopkins is now officially a Chief, even though we kind of knew that was going to happen. Going to wear number 8. That means Justin Ross wearing number 82 the rest of the way, as both will probably be active on Sunday. Andy Reid was asked about D-Hop playing on Sunday. He basically said, why would we wait?
Why wait? Mm-hmm. Well, I understand that. Makes a lot of sense. And obviously, Sky Moore was not on the injury report at the end of practice yesterday. kind of feels like maybe something he's been dealing with, but it's like not enough to put on an injury report. And now they're saying he might need it taken care of, as they said, which could imply surgery. We'll see more, but Sky Moore at least headed to the injured reserve. In a weird way, a good sign that Juju Smith-Schuster was not the player selected for that. Maybe indicates that he won't be out for 4 weeks. Next up on What's Trending, NFL injury news. The biggest one today is that Jaden Daniels will not practice again today with his rib injury. Bucky Irving also not practicing for the Buccaneers following his injury in last Sunday's game. Jaden Daniels, obviously, they're not making it sound like it's a long-term deal. But for a team that has done a lot of winning, and he's been the rookie of the year favorite for a reason, opens up the door for Caleb Williams, who has been very, very, very good the last 3 weeks. There, Jaden Daniels still the favorite. Caleb Williams is pretty much right behind him for rookie of the year odds.
Next up on What's Trending, unfortunate injury news when it comes to the Missouri Tigers heading into their huge game this Saturday in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. Perhaps a de facto playoff elimination game in terms of the resumes that both teams might have. Brady Cook listed as doubtful heading into the game with an ankle injury. There's a chance maybe things get better today and tomorrow, but they were 13.5-point underdogs already, up to 16.5-point dogs. We all saw that backup quarterback play. They have no chance to win without Brady Cook. With Brady Cook, could they cover? I actually think they could, because Alabama's not the same Bama team either. But without Brady Cook, there's just no chance, man. I mean, you're talking about it's their third-string quarterback, because the backup, I believe, already had surgery for something else earlier this year.
I was putting him at about a 25% chance to win this game with Brady Cook. Zero. Zero without him. It's not just a – I know the line's only a 3-point swing, but come on. I watched the last game, Gold, as did you. We could talk about more college football tomorrow. I am curious if KU will ever finally ruin K-State's
what
season.
A stretch.
Because, like,
that
this is a chance to ruin their season, essentially. So we can get into that tomorrow as well. Next up on What's Trending Thursday Night Football tonight, both Puka Nacua and Cooper Kupp are expected to play.
Let's go.
For the Rams. That's the bigger surprising news out of that. The Vikings suffered their first loss last week when they were taken down by Detroit in a really close back-and-forth game on that end. But the Rams have been seemingly calling around trying to sell their whole damn squad. So are they full-time sellers, or would a win against a team tied for the best record in the NFC convince them they still deserve a chance at the NFC West? Maybe. Interesting game tonight at the very least, Gold, from a who-keeps-trying-hard perspective, at least on the Rams' end.
That is What's Trending here on Cody and Gold as we continue broadcasting live in Las Vegas. If you're joining us for the first time today, we're out here the rest of the weekend broadcasting today, tomorrow, from Stadium Swim inside of Circa Las Vegas. And then tomorrow night, we've got our happy hour going on. If maybe you're getting a flight in tonight, maybe you're flying in tomorrow afternoon, be sure to stop by our happy hour event, 7 to 9 p.m. here at Circa in Vegas at the Overhang Bar. You can RSVP. If you need a link, like somebody else did a few minutes ago, just text in or send us a message on Twitter, whatever it may be. We'll make sure to get you a link, to RSVP. That'll get you entered to win tickets to the game on Sunday. It'll get you entered to win a day bed here at Stadium Swim, which has six pools. It's got this 143-foot screen. We've been just staring at it the entire show. We're in a cabana
soccer
right now.
Soccer and slap fighting, man.
That's what's on right now. We'll have some college football, NFL action later on today. But you also just get a free drink. So if you why not RSVP? I mean, you're going to be in Vegas. You want to stop by just for a quick drink? That's fine, too. RSVP gets you a free cocktail.
Yeah.
A Chiefs-themed cocktail, too.
Yeah. I don't remember exactly what it said. Peach Schnapps, I believe, was part of the cocktail, if I recall correctly.
Yeah, I think so.
But either way, why wouldn't you want the free cocktail? Take advantage of it while you're down here. I know a lot of Chiefs fans getting here starting on Friday. Why not start it off with a free cocktail, a chance to win game day tickets, and a chance to win the day bed, as you mentioned, out here at Stadium Swim, which is honestly, it's a great spot. Come on, man. Starting to get a little bit warmer.
It
now
definitely
I
want
to get in the water. Yeah. Now I'm ready to be in the water. But our show, we still got 20 minutes left, man.
That's fine.
Our headsets don't reach that far. Also, is it a bad idea to have a headset on and sit in water?
I think so. I think it is. It's already up to 80 degrees
here. This thing's already taped. It barely looks like it's working anyway.
I don't think the boss would like that. Engineering would not like that either. It's 80 degrees. You can definitely feel it. I will be getting into the pool later on this afternoon. That is for sure. We appreciate those of you.
Keep drinking your drink first.
I got to stay hydrated, you know? Got to stay hydrated.
Can I take this down to a restaurant downstairs?
Yeah. Why wouldn't you?
I can just bring a drink into a different restaurant?
It's the same property.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know? Now, you can't take this into a different restaurant, but there's multiple restaurants on property here. You don't need – honestly, I'm not even kidding. If you've been to Vegas before and you've seen the Strip before, Fremont's a great experience
I do really like Fremont.
But I have no plans to really leave the property other than going to the Golden Knights game. I don't need to leave. I got restaurants here. I got everything I need here. I don't need to go anywhere else.
What are you going
to
do for lunch today?
I don't know. There's four restaurants here.
I didn't know.
I don't know. You know,
I didn't know what you were thinking about.
I'm not sure. I also had some leftover of my dinner last night. I don't know. Maybe I'll do that.
Leftover? So person who never eats their leftover might eat it in a hotel situation?
Well, because everybody else in the group got leftover. We had a bunch of fried rice leftover. It's in the fridge. Will I eat it? We'll see.
That feels like a 1 a.m. I drank too much on Friday night.
That's also not a bad idea.
I'll be honest. That feels like we were already, my wife and I were already like, we didn't get dessert last night because we were both kind of full. We're like, I don't know.
You guys went downstairs to Barry's.
We did. We didn't get dessert last night. We were like, oh, you know, what's the next move? Like, should we get it? And we're like, no. We'll go down and we'll get like dessert to go or have it ordered up to the room. There's plenty of opportunities to get the dessert.
Oh, wow. You guys are going to have the dessert delivered to the room. Look at you. Okay.
Why not?
All right.
Wow. What am I, above room service?
Okay. All right. There we go. Yeah, Drew. That's right.
All right.
Yeah. They kind of make it weird to eat it, you fools.
Well, of course, but of course.
Well, yeah.
How is another question, though. That's
what I was thinking as well. What are you talking
about? I'm just talking about the nice food.
You're going to eat the dessert. You're not just going to let it sit there?
Oh, jeez.
I don't like the way you say it in particular, Drew.
Sorry.
The way you say it in particular makes me uncomfortable. He's I'm sorry. He felt it was so genuine.
Good. Let's talk a little bit more about the wide receivers. We know D-Hop's now official. Maybe you would call it greedy, but if you can tell me they can find another receiver the next 2 weeks for a sixth or seventh that's not making much money, why not continue to add this? I think they should add one more wide receiver to the picture here. Sky Moore goes on IR today, so they're down another, even though he hasn't done anything, they're still body-wise down another receiver. If D-Rob's available now after getting Hopkins for a sixth, I'm interested in that. I didn't want him to be their only target, but if he's the additional guy that's suddenly their fifth receiver, that's a huge upgrade.
I think you have to target somebody else. Will I, like, lose my mind, like, if they just straight up didn't trade for one? No. But why wouldn't they? Listen to who your fifth wide receiver is most likely, Justin Ross, right? We all agree that that's probably the most likely call-up on the practice squad?
Yeah, he's going to play Sunday.
Okay, so Justin Ross. You can upgrade from a guy with 53 career receiving yardage gold almost anywhere. Paris Campbell on the street is an upgrade from Justin Ross's career. This is not meant to be a knock, but like part of it is Justin Ross's skill set is big-bodied, near the end zone touchdown guy. They already have Jody Fortson, and they just signed DeAndre Hopkins. I don't need a tall guy near the end zone anymore. Like, it's not a knock on Justin Ross, but I've got that covered. That part of the offense is squared away. Will it work? Will it solve their red zone issues? I don't know. Like, they've had red zone issues for two consecutive years. I have a hard time imagining those things are just going to, like, get resolved overnight. But there's a better than not chance that those will be the guys who take care of it. What you just need is another person you can throw to on a flat, in, curl, whatever. So whether it's Paris Campbell or DeMarcus Robinson or somebody else's wide receiver, they're willing to let go for a seventh-round conditional pick at the bottom end of the seventh to get him on your team. You should still be looking at an upgrade. I know it sounds greedy. Hell, I wouldn't care if they went big. I wouldn't care if they just said, why not still look at Cooper Kupp? They're in a chance
well,
of three.
I
want them to sell their souls almost.
I'm out on Cooper Kupp. He's the same age as Hopkins, more injury history, more expensive. By all accounts, if they're asking for a second, it means it's probably taking a third. I don't need to do that. If Cooper Kupp's compensation slid back to a fifth and it's not going to, then I'm in. Now that I got Hopkins, I do not want to give up anything more than
more
a fifth.
Than what you gave up for Hopkins.
No, okay. No more than a fifth.
But you still think you want them to like shop?
Yeah,
even if it's bargain.
And that's why now DeMarcus Robinson is way more intriguing to me because he's not the only solution. He's a nice depth piece, sixth round pick. I would hope that to me is where I would look. Deontay Johnson would still be interesting, but I wonder now if there'll be some other team that ups the offer a little bit.
What kind of changes the math or the cat? Like, so there's multiple things. This is what makes Brett Veach's job hard, in particular this year. In general, it's a hard job. We all understand that. But this year, part of what makes his job hard, Gold, is he has to decide if Hollywood Brown is going to come back and healthy, right? Like, at some point this year, at any point this year, whether it's week one of the NFL playoffs, week 18 of the regular season, the AFC title game, am I ever going to get Hollywood Brown back on the field, question one. Question two is Travis Kelce still Travis Kelce? Because that also changes your need at wide receiver. If Travis Kelce is the same dude he was for five consecutive years, well, then you're fine, honestly. You're probably good.
Yeah.
And the way Andy Reid talks, Matt Nagy got asked about Kelce today. Everyone inside the building who you ask about the demise of Travis Kelce is like, are you joking? No, he's fine. He's the exact same player he has been. But at some point, the stats are so jarringly below what we are accustomed to seeing out of him that it genuinely throws me off.
Someone on the text line for the 913 said, hey, so you all just want the Chiefs to have only four picks or like four picks in the draft. So, one, they have 2/3 still. They lost the fifth. Could be a fourth if they make the Super Bowl. I don't give a damn if they make the Super Bowl and it costs me a fourth. And then they have 2/7. So, yeah, I know we trust Brett Veach with the picks, and you want to have as many picks as possible.
Also trade down to get some of those back.
You can do that. I don't think they gave up much to get Hopkins. I think it fits. And are we really going to be upset if I tell you DeMarcus Robinson costs a 7th-round pick?
And by
like,
the way,
are we really going to play? Like, come on, guys. That to me shouldn't matter. I'm on board with you, and, hey, I'm not giving up my first. I'm not giving up my second. I wouldn't even give up my extra third. Anything after that, I'm good with trading to help the team this year.
Well, and if right they 3-peat, doesn't it not matter? If they 3-peat, if you have four picks, it doesn't matter.
They can have every pick next year if you guarantee me a 3-peat.
Yeah.
I'm not even kidding. If you 100% guaranteed it, you could get into the time machine and you told me with 100% certainty the Chiefs 3-peat. They can have the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. I don't care. They have them all.
Yeah.
The whole bag. Yeah. Every single one of them. So a lot of that is the risk versus reward, Drew, which you're right. But they still do have to win it. Right now they sell their first, second, 2/3, that's four picks already. A fourth, that's five. And 2/7. They have seven picks. Do you know how many picks a team has in a normal draft? Seven. So
And look, with Brett Veach, would I love to have 10 picks because he's so good at what he does? Yeah. But they had to go out and add to this wide receiver room with the injuries, with the production, and that's exactly what they did. And they didn't have to give up a day one or a day two pick. I don't know why that's an issue. And if I'm sitting here telling you to go add another receiver and it's going to be a day three, pick, then what's the issue? They still do day
still
three?
Have an issue.
They still do day three? I can't remember.
Yeah, they do day three.
Yeah.
Or wait.
Saturday, yeah. Yeah,
they do day three. Yeah. But I guess it just depends on how you view it. And, you know, like you and I view it a little bit different because of the aggressiveness.
Comp picks come into play.
I think how they feel internally about Travis Kelce does play a factor here. You have to admit, he's not looked like Travis Kelce. He's on pace for 700 yards. We thought last year it was an abnormal Travis Kelce year. And the man finished with, 13, 17, whatever it was, yards short of a 13's a Taylor Swift number. No, it was 13 yards short. Whatever it was short of a 1,000-yard season for Travis Kelce, he was still a 1,000-yard receiver, and he was hurt for half the year. This year, he has been healthy. He has played. He did not miss any time. And so when you look at it, you're like, God, what's wrong? What's not right? Some of that is I just think the offense as a whole. He's just not the whole offense as a whole. His career high, his longest reception this year is way below his normal longest reception of any career year. His average yards per game, Travis Kelce or Patrick Mahomes, average yards per game. But to have 245 yards and zero touchdowns 6 weeks into the season is stunning Travis Kelce.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, I mean, I think we just have to totally reshift our expectation.
He's
ultimately
going to have 10 for 110 and a touchdown this week.
Well, in the playoffs is all that matters. That's all that matters with Travis Kelce at this point in time. What does he do then? But, yes, there's also some of that where it's like, well, after all this conversation this week, and they add D-Hop, it'll be somebody else, not D-Hop, that has the big game. Kelce, Ross, somebody. Somebody will do that. Somebody on the text line said they're projected to get 2 7th-round comp picks on top of it. Someone also...
What, they have 4 7th-rounders?
Someone says, why don't they just cut Sky Moore? Well, he's not taking up a roster spot when he's on IR, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you just pay him.
Yeah,
who cares?
He doesn't count against the
53. This is... which player did we talk about this with for a while? Was it the Chiefs or the... Oh, it was Tony during, training camp. It's like, they don't have to cut him in May, dude. They can cut him whenever they want.
Correct.
Like, that's how they feel about Sky Moore right now. I'll just tell you right now, if the option were... not get DeAndre Hopkins on the roster or cut Sky Moore, then it just cut Sky Moore.
Of course.
But if he could just have a core muscle injury pop up yesterday and they get to do it, then they'll just do that. Teams, and this is like the difference between a team and a fan, teams do not like giving up depth, even if it's not quality depth. There could be some AAA player that you are a complete non-believer in the Royals organization. They don't just put them on the street for any team to pick up if you have control and can continue to control them. Just do that instead, dude. You don't have to cut Sky Moore. If you got to cut him in 4 weeks, cut him in 4 weeks. Now, if you're saying he doesn't deserve to be on an NFL roster, I'll listen to that argument. He's faking. Wait, okay, so did he get hurt in practice yesterday? Is that what we actually
I don't know. Did? I mean, if he's going to have surgery, it's obviously not even a fake surgery.
He wasn't on the injury report after practice yesterday.
I know. Look, and I made the comment earlier that, like, it's very convenient. Maybe it's one of those things where maybe a procedure is needed in the off season, but they're just going to do it now because it's convenient. That's what I'm alluding to.
Because he's not going to get snaps.
That's what I'm alluding
that
to.
That, I think, is actually more realistic.
That's what I'm alluding to, which is there's a real injury. It's not something that's that major, something that typically you would play through if you were actually playing at a high level and contributing to the team. You're not contributing to the team, dude, and we need an extra roster spot. Let's get this taken care of now. That's what I think it is. More than, oh, it's fake or it's super bad. I think it's just, hey, let's get it cleared up. We can save a roster spot right now and move on.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess it just kind of depends. But look, I also think Sky Moore doesn't offer anything to his team. But, like,
no,
they just talked to cut him today.
No, he doesn't.
And no offense, we just talked about this. Like, do I think there's a difference between Justin Ross and Sky Moore? I mean, I don't know. They both have, like, 50 career yards. So, no. I guess. Actually, Sky Moore probably has septuple the number of career yards as Justin Ross. So, like, do I think Nico Remigio would do a worse job given the opportunity? No, I don't. I don't. But when we're talking the bottom end of the roster, I also don't think that just, like, washing guys out to sea does you any good either. They took him in the second round because they believed there were some parts of his skill set that were better than the guy that they took as an undrafted rookie. So they're going to just give more time like anyone would give. More time to someone in that scenario. That's the thing that I just like. We want to wash players down the drain a lot faster than NFL teams will.
So it says, could Sky Moore in a 6th-round pick get a 3rd-string receiver? Well, he's hurt right now, too, so no. And no.
If he was
I don't
healthy,
think,
maybe. Someone who just like talked himself into.
Maybe. Maybe.
Yeah, but the Chiefs' 3rd-string wide receiver down. Right now is who?
I mean, say it again?
When the season started, the Chiefs'
Justin Watson?
The Chiefs' 3rd-string wide receiver to start the year was Xavier Worthy. So I don't know if.
Yeah. Yep.
Are you getting a 3rd-string receiver for Sky Moore in a 6? I don't even know if you can get that.
No, I think they need a 3rd-stringer on this team, which would be better than Justin Watson. It's a pretty low bar, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you know. Justin Watson.
Now, yes. Yeah, the way they are now.
DeAndre Hopkins, Xavier Worthy.
Yeah.
Justin Watson?
When Juju's healthy, I guess it's him.
Juju be 3 when he's healthy.
Right.
Justin Watson 4. Like, all of a sudden, at least it's rounding out to be a respectable wide receiver unit.
Then you get Hollywood back, yeah.
There could be other injuries, but yeah, is there this dream scenario suddenly where it's divisional round of the postseason and they have a healthy Hollywood Brown with a healthy Juju and D Hop and all that? Yeah, I mean, of course, and the rest of the NFL would hate it, but it also wouldn't stun me if that's exactly what ends up happening. Where suddenly we're talking about heading in the divisional round where their offense is in the best shape as it's been in the entire season. There's a real chance that also happens. We shall see. We continue broadcasting from Circa here in Vegas tomorrow. We'll be back at it 10 to 2. We also got a big party coming up tomorrow night. If you're coming to Vegas, let us know. We'll send you an RSVP link for a happy hour. We'll also check our social media channels. Who knows what else will be up in there. I'm about to jump in the pool here in a little bit at Stadium Swim.
If you just jump in, I'll take a video of it. Yeah. Right now, fully dressed.
Well, not fully dressed. Not fully dressed. I got to put on some trunks, but I will do that. Appreciate Dane and Hughes joining us earlier on today. Tomorrow, Mark McMillan, Mighty Mouse, going to join us right here in Vegas. We'll talk to him. He does some work with the Raiders. We'll get his perspective on the game. Have a great rest of the day. CDOT and Rob coming up next here on 96.5 The Fan.